days ago or 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, a large portion of that waste is stored uncomfortably close to my home. And the DOE, I think, estimates that it will cost $100 billion before the final cleanup is done. And we're just talking about the war waste here. And of course, after 26 years, I know a lot of things happen, but there's only a very small percentage of the waste that has been dealt with and vitrified. Something that, if I'm not mistaken, a process that was created here at the SRS and that I would love to see more of. The comparison that frightens me is that the amount of waste that could be generated when these folks bring up nuclear recycling, the amount of waste that could be generated from spent power reactor fuel recycling in the U.S. would dwarf our nuclear weapons program waste, generating about 25 times more radioactivity than is currently generated by the war waste. The children of this state, and I've seen them every day in schools this week, they are looking to us to protect their health and keep them safe. And it made me acutely aware, they're not aware that any of this is going on, that they're opening themselves to this beautiful music from these wonderful young people for the first time in their lives. And it's, I'm frightened for them, for our children, for their sake, and the great-grandchildren, because they are going to have to deal with this. We have certainly please let us own this mess that we have made and not expand it, but concentrate all our efforts and all the tax dollars we can squeeze out of Washington to clean up this waste as soon as we can, and I will support that with all my heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. The last person who signed up to speak is Tom Howell from the Sierra Club. Susan, I'll ask for people after that.
Good afternoon. I am a citizen who is concerned about a technology that appears to me to be very unforgiving. Lapses in attention, incompetence in some areas, people who are not adequately trained can lead to disastrous consequences. We don't understand fully the geology of the Earth and the tectonic forces that can create disasters like Fukushima. There are people who appear in the business to be more interested in profits than safety margins. And we seem to be encouraging business decisions that lead to the production of more waste when we haven't been able to deal with the waste volume we have adequately, as far as I can see. I'm encouraged that there are people on this committee and in attendance here who appear to be very determined to do a good job, but do we know enough about the answers that are needed in order to continue with this technology and continue to have it grow? I look at the chart I have here of half-lives, and I see radionuclides that have very long half-lives, and as I understand it, to determine when a radionuclide becomes safe, you have to multiply the half-life by either 10 or 20, and it appears that nobody really knows. We have plutonium that has a half-life of over 24,000 years. Multiply by 10, and that's nearly a quarter of a million years. We need institutions that can babysit this deadly waste for centuries, for thousands of years. There are very few governments that have lasted 1,000 years. I can't think of any government that has gone even 100 years without serious problems. And when you look at our Congress now, it seems they can't make up their mind about funding even something as crucial as dealing with nuclear waste. So I think we should be rethinking a number of things about the development of nuclear industries. Seems to me that we could be putting money that is going into the development of more nuclear reactors into safer technologies that would yield faster results, like solar and energy efficiency. So I applaud the people I've heard today who show serious intent in dealing with this problem. And I hope you will continue your diligent work, but I think we need to rethink the whole process in a number of ways, and I hope you will do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. You're representing the Sierra Club? Are you speaking for the Sierra
Club?
I'm
a member of Sierra Club.
You're a member of the Sierra Club.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know that, Suzanne, would you like to speak?
Yes, I would. Thank you very much. I'm Suzanne Rhodes with the League of Women Voters of South Carolina. We've been watching the waste at Savannah River for decades. I was a sidekick of Mary Kelly's way back when. And there are three facts and one philosophical idea I'd like to share. One is, my recollection is the NRC regulatory agenda that was published last September or whatever talked about beginning regulations for reprocessing in the 30s, in the 2030s, because of the press of other things. The Blue Ribbon Commission report, in a footnote, mentioned that NRC was looking at dry cask storage. The BRC footnote 85 or something mentioned that NRC is looking at dry cask storage suitable for shipping, suitable for as much as 300 years. This is what they're looking at. I mean, this is in a report. God knows what the details are. But it suggests that we could be in for a long haul before we get a good geological site. Along that line, another fact in the interim is Bob Alvarez's report, which I got a hold of yesterday late. I sent an email to Carolyn and Trish and Jennifer with that report attached, and I highlighted a few things that I thought were misunderstood and may not be misunderstood by you guys so much, maybe the newer ones. He talked about, in general terms, the physics of the difference between putting spent fuel and high-level waste reprocessing waste in a geologic repository. It's the kind of thing I couldn't explain in technical terms, but I think we can all understand. By the way, I've been reading Bob's stuff for decades, since it was part of my job description way back when. He's right on target. He knows a lot about reprocessing, transportation, geologic storage, the risks, history of reprocessing around the country. So I recommend you consider looking at that. And if you want to, you can just look at my comments. It's about 22, 3 pages, and I think I have 5 or 6 comments spotted on it. Another thing is, all that waste fund money is on a spreadsheet somewhere, but unless something miraculous happens on the Hill, it's nowhere. It was spent. Every year, we had a pinch. Even in relatively good years, that money's been spent. And it's going to take a lot of push to get money, even for the waste fund, much less for reprocessing or interim storage or whatever else. So it's the League's position that if the U.S. is going to meet its schedule for any kind of a schedule for geologic storage in a good system, We need everyone to be looking for it. The states, the communities, the industry, they all need to have their eye on the ball and say, let's move ahead and let's not divert ourselves with temporary storage. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rhodes. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak? Doug?
I'm Doug Hensey. I'm from the Department of Energy, Savannah Rubin. You asked a question about which specific committees the reprogramming goes to, and I have the answer here. The subcommittees are the House and Senate Energy and Water Development Appropriations Subcommittees and the House and Senate Strategic Forces Subcommittees on Armed Services. So I'll give you that.
I was going to say, can you email that, Justin?
Just want to let you know.
With the members, too. With the members. He's going to email Strategic Services. Somebody else raise their hand. Clint. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that.
Yes, I'm Clint Wolf. I'm Executive Director of Citizens for Nuclear Technology Awareness in Aiken. I really hadn't planned to make any comments today, but after hearing everyone talk, I did want to say a couple of things. One is certainly want to thank the SRSCRO for the report they did, and Tim Frazier for consulting with them on that report and providing a basis, I think, for the community to have an open and a frank discussion about their concerns and the potential benefits for the community. I'm going to speak on a personal level here now. In any organization that has several hundred people in it, you're going to have differences of opinions about things. But I just wanted to comment on, I've heard some adjectives used today that I think are grossly overused and unfair and inaccurate, deadly, waste, lethal, waste. Nuclear waste has never killed anybody. Okay. I'm not saying that it couldn't. If you go up and hug a spent fuel bundle, it'll probably kill you. But you shouldn't do that, you know. And so what I'm trying to point out here is that we've had the Savannah River site for 60 years around Aiken. Aiken has flourished. It's become a favorite spot for people to move to. It has an excellent record of dealing with its waste issues. That waste out there was created because this nation was facing annihilation. And the people of Savannah River stepped up and they made the necessary material to protect the country. And nobody said, hey, wait a minute, how about the groundwater, it exceeded EPA limits here or whatever. Obviously, we all want to be good stewards of the environment. We want to be good stewards of human health, but the fact that that waste is out there and is being dealt with very effectively, the number of tanks that have been closed was mentioned earlier, that were really unique in the complex and getting that far along. Dave Moody didn't take credit for the fact that I think he's on the order of 20 years ahead of schedule on shipping transuranic waste to WIPP. And that's material that left the site. He didn't mention that we got 50 million curies of radioactive liquid waste now encased in glass, where it has no threat to the environment. So I'm hearing that all these concerns about children and grandchildren and all this from stuff that you can't measure it at the site boundary. The environmental statements that are prepared annually for the Savannah River site show extremely low levels of exposure at the boundary, and they're no worse than you'd get in your basement if you've got a basement in your home from the radon. I guess I got a little worked up about this. I think that we need more facts and more discussion of real issues. This nation has a problem. The commercial nuclear fuel is owned by the federal government. That makes it everybody's problem. And when everybody has a problem and they have to have somebody take care of it, as Corporation USA, I'd like for us to go to the people who can do it best. And now I'm speaking as Clint Wolf now, not Executive Director of CNTA. My feeling is, whatever the nation has to do with nuclear materials, it can be done best at the Savannah River site, unless you're talking about a geologic issue like deep geologic disposal, my understanding is we're not very well equipped for that. WIP is. Yucca Mountain is. So those are opportunities where we're not. But when you come to dealing with the material, and I personally believe that even if we had an interim storage mission here, it's not going to come and sit in a parking lot. It's going to have money with it to provide for surface analysis, to provide for destructive examination, to provide for hot cells, to provide for technology, even if you're not into reprocessing. So there will be technical jobs, and there will be technical, and it's not my responsibility to be looking out for jobs for Aiken County or Aiken area or whatever. You know, my job is to try to prevent factual information about nuclear topics. And when I get into facts and people are talking about, you know, health effects that are imagined from a facility like the Savannah River site or from one of our nuclear reactors that's generating all the reasonably priced electricity that we get in this state, I just don't think they are really looking, they're not really looking to those issues. I think there's more of an emotional component to that when, in fact, there is no victim of the conditions that they're talking about. Sorry. I got on my soapbox. Thank you.
Thank you, Clint. Anybody else? Anybody on the council want to say anything? Then thank you all very much. It was an excellent meeting. And it is 2 minutes after four, so we did really well. I'll see you in June.
Ready to go?
We're ready.